It's nice to have you. Thank you so much for being able to a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my name is Isaiah. If you're looking for me online, on Spotify, etc., you can find me at Isaiah Z Johnson. I am from the Boston area. I grew up in Lexington. I work a day job as outreach person for the Mystic River Watershed Association. And for those unaware, we are in the Mystic River Watershed right now, at least here in this studio.
Yes.
And I make folky indie music. And a lot of it is about growing up in the area, growing up in New England, being out in the woods and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Speaking of the Mystic River and the woods, did you know that that poem is about the Mystic River, over the river and through the woods?
I did know that. Yes, that is one of our fun facts.
And an even funner fact, this building is called Curtis Hall, and it is named after the brother of the grandfather who she was going through the woods to see.
Well, there we go. That I did not know.
Yep. Fun fact.
Learn new things every day.
Indeed. Well, would you like to start us off with a song?
Happy to start us off with a song. This song's called Edgemont Street, and I can talk a little bit more about it after I play it. But it's out right now. Edgemont Street is on my bike route. Every time I pass it, I feel blue. I'm biking faster than I used to. Tell Edgemont Street that I'm just passing through. It feels like it's a rite of passage, an unfamiliar road. Worry that the world is moving faster. I'm all alone. All alone. Sally got hit by the crosswalk. Now I flinch at every passing car. You said be careful coming home, my dear. Don't worry, baby, 'cause it ain't all that far. I'm going down an endless twisting passage, an old familiar road. On my back, I'm carrying all this baggage, a suitcase full of stones, such a heavy load. Oh. Edgemont Street is on my bike route. Every time I pass it, I feel blue.
Woo, congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, so that was Edgemont Street.
Yeah, and I'm sorry for just saying congrats out of the blue. My thought process was, well, you've played on WMFO before
with
Edward Glenn.
Yes, that is true.
But that was your first time playing solo on air, so congrats.
Yes, thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. You want to tell us a little bit more about the other groups that you play with?
Yeah, so actually, right now, first time in my life since I was probably 14 that I am just playing for myself. I've been in many bands, a few bands throughout my life. Most recently as a member of Edward Glenn, which is a lovely band and you should go listen. But Ian, who is the frontman of Edward Glenn, he moved to LA back in May. And so that sort of wound down my time being in bands, which I've been doing pretty continuously. I was in another band called The Third Wing when I was in high school and college. Real OGs remember a band called Curbside Glory, whose music exists only in Google Drive. But I am playing, just for myself for the first time really ever, which is very exciting. And I was able to put out a solo album back in June and have just started playing that music out.
Am I remembering correctly that when you did was it a joint release?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. So I've been playing with Edward Glenn since, there was a moment where we were sort of playing on and off, but regularly since, I think it was late 2021 or maybe 2022. So Ian, who's Edward Glenn frontman, and I, were working on a collaborative album, and we had written a whole bunch of songs and we're starting to record them. And as we started to record them, we realized that we actually had, while there was a lot of overlap, slightly different visions, slightly different sounds to the songs that we were writing, and the album, the full album, just didn't feel cohesive. And so we decided to split it into two albums that would each be released as solo pieces. But we kept working together as we recorded throughout the recording process, which involved doing drums in the studio. We recorded drums at the Record Co. And the rest at home, just doing at home recording. And so we would meet up together with Sam, who was supposed to be on tonight, but unfortunately wasn't able to make it, at our apartments, at Ian's parents' house in Western Mass. And we were just sort of cutting both records together, but with the understanding that they'd end up being two separate records, but in some ways kind of two halves of the same whole. So he put out his album, which is called Solstice, at Heron Lake, I believe in early September. And mine, which is Equinox at Heron Lake, came out in June.
Very cool. Yeah, I thought I remembered that. That was they do go together nicely.
Yeah.
And so what else is coming up for you? Do you have anything planned, any gigs?
So right now, nothing on the calendar, but there are some things in the works. And I would say best way to hear about those things when they get formalized, which hopefully they will, in the next little while, is to either follow me on Instagram, at Isaiah Z Johnson, or to visit my website, which is IsaiahZJohnson.com, and subscribe to my email newsletter. So there are some things in the works, but nothing formal yet.
Fantastic. Well, we are all excited to hear more. And at the moment, I'm excited to hear another song.
Yeah, and I'm realizing I probably should have been capoing and tuning that whole time.
That's okay. Would you like to talk about your musical influences while you tune your guitar?
Well, let's see how it sounds. So, I'll quickly mention, I feel like I've listened to a lot of music in my life. My earliest sort of like performance experiences were being in the church choir and, you know, getting solos and all that kind of stuff. And I've been sort of into different kinds of music, classic rock, indie rock. But I, when I've been sort of searching for my own voice as an artist, I've really gravitated to in this like folky, almost even sort of bordering on country-ish direction, and have been, you know, listening to Tyler Childers and, you know, Sturgill Simpson, Jason Isbell, but also, you know, thinking about people like Neil Young and James Taylor, little bits of Joni Mitchell, Indigo Girls, low key. I love the Indigo Girls. I feel like those are the influences that are coming out the most in my music, right now. So here's another song. This is a song called Knots and Burls. And it's about me, I don't know. I guess I'll let you figure out what it's about. I've been quaking like the quaking aspens asking after you, trying to heal my heart with willow bark and sarsaparilla root. Meet me in the meadow, mush and mud between my toes, and follow me where brush and briars grow. You know I've been away for so long that my memory starts to fade. It's frosting round the edges like a winter window pane. I wanna come back to New England just to feel your arms again. I follow you on every escapade. 'Cause honey, I'm glad that you put up with all the mud stains and the muck. I'll go fill me up a tub and I'll scrub myself clean. There's a nor'easter bearing down hard, inches of snow and freezing rain, and I'm out in it till my clothes are all soaked through. And you wait for me inside, hang my clothes up to dry, and I hope you know I'd do the same for you. I know you'd rather that my elbows and my fingernails stay clean, but my hands are twice as rough as any others that you've seen. I'd have my fingers stay as calloused as the bottoms of my feet, as well-worn as my favorite pair of jeans. 'Cause honey, I'm glad that you put up with all the mud stains and the muck. I'll go fill me up a tub and I'll scrub myself clean. Features from my head down to my boots, and burn the shavings up as incense down to ashes, dust, and soot, and planted me on earth right next to you. And Now I'm weathered like the driftwood we collect on Second Beach. My scars are all smoothed over, all my cracks are sprouting weeds. You run your thumb over my body and brush the salt off of my cheeks and say I love you knots and burls and all, just as long as you love me. You say I love you knots and burls and all, just as long as you love me. Yeah, so that's Knots and Burls.
Very nice. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your songwriting process on that one?
Yeah. So I had this album, right, that was coming together. This is one of the later songs that I wrote on the album. And I think it really started with those chords, and particularly I just changed the capos. It's going to be in a different key, but these are the ones that go. Like, those chords felt real nice. And so then I kind of built the rest of the song around that. Was trying to figure out, like, you know, I had this album that was coming together, which ended up in many ways being a reflection on... So I graduated from college in 2020. Moved back home with my parents. And, you know, struggled. Because obviously my post-grad life... didn't shape out the way that I had intended for it to be. And so I ended up, you know, sort of back in my childhood home, and spending a lot of time in the woods, just like taking walks and trying to work through all of the unexpected changes that had happened in my life, losing all of my friends who moved across the country back to their hometowns, being long distance from my partner for a long time, and, you know, trying to work through that, finishing out school during COVID, not knowing what the job market was looking like and like how to figure out what my next steps were. So when I was sort of finishing out the writing for the record, I had these little bits of lyrics about just like, oh, I'm walking in the woods and I'm mucking around in the mud. But I think in many ways the song ended up, it's the opening song on the record and ended up being this sort of like, ode perhaps to a younger version of myself, that was coming back in that moment of time, like the version of myself that would just go out into the woods and just muck around in the mud or like, go out during a snowstorm and like, you know, play in the snow until I was wet and cold. And the fact that that ended up being what I needed to do in order to process what I was going through at that time. So that was the songwriting process for that one.
Very well put. You know, I feel like living at home again can always bring back all kinds of weird and sometimes good trains of thought and that kind of thing. So
I would agree.
Yeah. Do you have any good jokes?
Oh boy.
Sorry.
You know, I was thinking recently, I feel like when I was like, I don't know, I was being like a crotchety, you know, Zillennial, I guess you would say, where I was thinking about the fact that like when I was in like elementary school, there would be like these like really elaborate joke, like the kind of joke where it's like you build super long until the punchline. And I was wondering, I was like, does that kind of humor like exist anymore? Like, do kids still tell? Because I feel like there's many jokes like that, and I was trying to remember them, and I was having trouble, honestly, remembering them, where it's just like a meandering story, and then there's like one really punchy punchline at the end. But I was not able to remember any of those jokes from my childhood. But the question that I had was like, yeah, do those still exist? Like, do kids still do that? I imagine they probably do.
Probably. I feel like I see them on like reels and TikTok every once in a while, but it's usually like an AI voice saying it.
Right, right.
It's just like, it's just different.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
But I hope that kids, I was definitely one of those kids with the long jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're good.
They are. I however, remember way too many of them. I will not tell one now on the air, but maybe afterwards.
Maybe afterwards.
Remind me.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good.
Are there any specific guitarists that inspire your guitar style?
That's a very good question. It's a very good question. My dad is a guitarist. And I learned guitar from my dad. So I'm self-taught. I would consider myself like a intermediate guitar player, you know? I feel like my main instrument is singing, in a lot of ways. But when I think about, man, when I think about guitarists who have influenced me, I think about, this is a hard question. Who plays guitar in REM? Do you know that guitarist's name?
Not off the top of my head, but I can look it up.
Yeah. Because I feel like when I think I'm kind of in like a, because guitar isn't like my main instrument, I'm not like guitarist obsessed, but there are definitely bands that I think about when I'm like, oh, I want to play guitar like it sounds in this band, even if I don't always know the name of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look it up?
I did. It is Peter Buck.
There we go. Peter Buck.
Shout out Peter Buck.
There's probably some REM fans out there that are like, how could you not know? You know, I mean, some of the classics too, like, you know, Jimmy Page, but I feel like I don't have a great answer to this question.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite song by REM?
Very hard. Oh man.
It's okay. If you don't, we can move right past that one.
There's the, I'm blanking on the name of the song. It's like, I never thought of this as funny. Oh, what's that song called?
Be Mine.
Yes. Oh my God. Be Mine. Yes. Yes.
Thanks,
love that
Google.
Song. I like how it's going from the one to the four, and then it like switches from the four to the one. It's a cool song.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to listen to it again with that in mind.
Yes.
Yes. Well, would you like to play another?
I'd love to play another.
Lovely.
I consider this song my most Indigo Girls inspired song. And it's called Highway Life. That sounds mostly in tune, right? It's not, but I'm gonna play it anyway. All right. I met a woman from South Massachusetts, just east of the Rhode Island line. Said, kiss me already, I know that you want to, just with the look in those pretty brown eyes, those pretty brown eyes. But I choked and asked her what she was thinking, what thoughts have been crossing her mind. She said, baby, well, it won't be no fun if I tell you. Just take a guess and let's see if you're right. And she kissed me that night. Making my way down the fast lane on I-95. And you're finding a seat on the tracks of the Providence line. Yeah, I'm making my way down south for the very first time. Gonna try living this highway life. And you said to me, babe, let's go down to my hometown. I'm sorry, but there ain't much to do. My great-grandpa's farm and brunch at the diner. No streetlights will drive by the light of the moon. So we rolled down the windows and you played Frank Ocean as we watched the country roll by. And we talked about how one day we'd move to the city. All this time on the road has been making us tired. So I'm building a house on the fast lane down at 95. And you're feeling at home on the tracks of the Providence line. And someday I'll head back up north for the very last time. But for now I'm living this highway life. Yes, I am. Been a year of back and forth, getting to know every crack in the road. And the deer that was hit by exit 24 is a pile of withered old bones. The work is dried up and we're all strung out, but someday I'ma buy us a home. Put 5,000 more miles on this four-wheeled house. Turns out I ain't built for a life on the road. For a life on the road. So I'll trade in my house on the fast lane down I-95 for a one-room apartment right next to the Providence line. And next time I head north, I swear it'll be the last time. 'Cause I'm tired of living this highway life. Yes, I'm tired of living this highway life.
All right. And we have a caller who is waiting very patiently.
Fantastic. Do you mind?
Still there, caller? Hey, I'm going to put you on air, caller. Please don't swear. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, Max? It's Benny Ruber.
Oh, hey, Benny.
Benny, it's so good to hear your voice.
How we doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
I saw your comment on the Instagram post. How do you know these guys?
I went to high school with Sam.
What a small world.
I know Isaiah. Yeah, I know Isaiah from around Massachusetts.
Yeah.
You know, the old crew.
Yeah, the old crew.
Ah, well.
Yeah, how you doing? Are you there, Isaiah?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's up?
I'm doing well. Yeah, Sam had a bit of a Celeste situation, which Benny will know what that means. So he wasn't able to be here tonight, so I'm subbing in.
Oh, no. Hope Celeste is doing okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully nothing too bad.
Yeah, she's got a upset stomach. This is the cat. So Sam is actually my roommate, Sam, who was supposed to be on tonight. Cat is sick.
Yes. Yeah. For anyone who was listening who didn't know that it was a cat, it sounded like questionable at points.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for calling in, Benny. How have you been doing?
I've been doing good. Yeah, it's nice to hear you play, Isaiah. You're really sounding great. I was listening when you were saying how, you know, Ian moved over to LA and been playing for yourself recently, and yeah, you're sounding great.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. I had my biggest show, my biggest solo show ever on Friday, and it was the inaugural folk nights at Fallen Church in Lexington, Massachusetts, and there were almost 200 people there. It was awesome.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And you said that there were some other great performers there too, right?
Yeah. So this is, I grew up Unitarian Universalist, and this is one of two Unitarian churches in Lexington. They are launching a folk music concert series. And the inaugural one, was featuring in-house talent. So it was myself, my father, who is of Led Zeppelin cover band fame, and then another kid from the church choir, who's really awesome, Colin Spilker, and Lexi Ugolo, who's another local artist and also a featured soloist at the church. And Lexi just dropped a single. It's called Wind, Ugolo, U-G-E-L-O-W. And you should look it up. It's very good.
Fantastic. I will keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, that's awesome, Isaiah. I was just thinking, it's funny. It feels like every, Massachusetts music act gets started in a church at my old high school bands with Sam, which, actually.
Yeah.
So some of our first gigs, yeah, we're in the Unitarian Church in Newton, Massachusetts.
Incredible. Do you want to talk a little bit about that band with Sam? You know, what's funny is I just recently came across the Newton North TV episode that they did about Sam, which is really fantastic. If you look up Sam Eastman, Newton North TV, it's really fabulous. It's High School Sam, but Benny makes an appearance.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that high school band that you had with Sam?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. We were called Dream Beach. We were a five-piece rock band, I guess you would say. We had some sort of jazzy elements. Three of us were in the Newton North High School jazz band, so that definitely came through. It was me, Sam, our friend Paul Goldfinger, and Evan Lowe, who you also know, Isaiah.
Yes, Evan Lowe of Flawed Mangos fame, if anyone out there is a Flawed Mangos fan.
Yes. He's making it big, seriously. He just signed a big record deal with some label doing his solo electronic, and kind of, he's sort of pivoting to some guitar music too.
He was just on in a Kai Cenat stream, which I don't know if it gets much bigger than that. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh my God, that is crazy. Yeah, I was here. I recently moved to New York City, and he came down to visit, and he was down. He was here for a some famous YouTube internet show that I can't remember the name of, but it was very impressive. He got the full expenses paid trip. So yeah, he's doing it.
Yeah, I think one of the great things about, you know, being a musician adjacent person in your 20s is like seeing all of the awesome things that your buddies do as they, you know, sort of grow up and decide like what they want to do with this like music passion that they have. It's super cool, really inspiring. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally agree.
I also would love to shout out Benny's band while he was here at Tufts, because I've been playing some Wafak on the show recently.
And oh, you have not, really?
Oh, yeah. If you look at World Federal Organization Club on Instagram, the last like three tagged photos have been from me playing you guys on air.
That's awesome. Yeah,
it holds
for keeping
up.
It alive.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we should catch up sometime.
Yeah, great to catch up. I'll be in town for Thanksgiving next week. So,
I unfortunately will be in New York.
No, swapping places.
Yes, but some other time for sure.
For sure, yeah.
All right.
Good talking with you guys.
Yeah, good to hear your voice, Benny.
You too. All right, catch you later.
Have a good one. All right, and with that, Isaiah, would you like to play another song?
I'd love to. So this one is a song called Falling Leaves. It was another single off of my album. It's very fitting for this particular season of the year. And I'll drop a little bit more Isaiah lore. This is a song that was inspired by some high school experiences that I had, where one of the things that I loved to do, actually with my church friends, was go contra dancing, which is a style of American folk dance that is done a lot of time to old time music, and so there's sort of this like old time bluegrass influence on this song. And I'll quickly mention if you go and listen to the recorded version of this song, the upright bass was played by a buddy of mine, Noah Harrington, who is in many wonderful bands in Boston, including the band High Horse, great band, the Rutabaggers, fantastic bluegrass act, also a band called Acoustic Nomads, and is an old friend of mine, and I was very lucky and blessed that he was able to play upright bass, and I was also able to borrow now former fiddle player from the Rutabaggers, Sophia Kirandini, to play fiddle. And so this is going to be an acoustic version, but you really should go listen to the recorded version, because it's fantastic. So, yeah. When the leaves on the old hills burn like red hot coals, and the grass frosts over in the early morning cold, I'll take you down to Sherman Bridge Road, where the Sudbury River runs high, and we'd go to the old Concord Scout House by chance, where the local string band would play an old-time contra dance. There'd be holes in our shoes and the knees of our pants, and a gold harvest moon in the sky, and we'd dance just like falling leaves twirling through an autumn breeze. And when the trees are bare as hollow bones, you're my evergreen. And I would hike to Fitchburg like it's 1849, and you laugh and say you'd rather try to take the Fitchburg line. And we'd meet somewhere out west of here to while away the time, with a cider and some huckleberry wine. And the cemetery wall is made of SNH bricks from an old farmhouse chimney built in 1886. And I'd lay us out a blanket with champagne and candlesticks, and we'd tell ghost stories late into the night, and we'd be singing with the autumn breeze whistling through the sugar maple trees. And when the trees are bare as hollow bones, you're my evergreen. Oh, you're my evergreen. And I really want to show you the things I loved when I was young, before we move out to the city, when neon lights outshine the sun. And maybe when we're older, we'll move out to a quaint New England town. And I will bake you acorn bread as we watch the geese fly south. Oh. And we'll dance just like the falling leaves, twirling through an autumn breeze. And when the trees are bare as hollow bones, you're my evergreen. Oh, you're my evergreen. Oh, you're my evergreen. Oh, you're my evergreen. Falling leaves.
All right. Oh, yes.
I tried to cram as many niche New England references into that as I possibly could.
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
I really feel like it's me and Noah Kahn like holding it down over here.
Yeah. Exciting BMA entry, Noah Kahn, Boston Music Awards happening at some point, I don't know, next month. I think voting closes soon or already closed. I don't remember if I voted for Noah Kahn or
can't
not.
Remember.
Yeah, I don't know. The Boston music scene is a really exciting ecosystem. And I was just wondering, you know, what are some of your, I guess, favorite things about the Boston music scene?
Boy, big question.
Yeah. Very vague, very ambiguous.
I love how many different kinds of music there are here. Like, you can find great hip-hop, R&B, pop acts. You can find great indie rock acts, great punk acts. And then there's a really, like, honestly fantastic folk scene in Boston as well, which is like so rich and like so fantastic. And I feel like, I don't know, I'm going to gush about the folk scene a little bit. Like, I feel like you wouldn't necessarily like expect that out of Boston. Like, you think, oh, maybe that's like, you know, it's like Nashville or New York. And it's not that Nashville and New York don't have like great folk scenes as well. But there really are like such incredible folk musicians that come out of Boston, are in Boston. It's just, yeah, it's like a lot of really like electric energy and just like, just good vibes and like nice networks here, of folks who like I can pull in to play on my record and, to play with and to like collaborate with, but then also to just like, you know, go to Club Passim and like listen to, you know? I feel like, people sleep on Boston and its music scene, and it really is. It's wonderful here.
Absolutely, there's so many talented musicians here. It's almost, I don't know, it's well saturated. I wouldn't say oversaturated because I don't think that any music scene could be oversaturated with good musicians.
I agree.
But there's, yeah, such a variety too, and yeah, Boston, tune in. Stick around for the 9 p.m. show where it's all local music and a live act on the town, which is always a good time. Isaiah, outside of music, do you have any collections?
Collections?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything you want to talk about on air? If not, yeah. It's okay.
I mean, the thing that popped immediately into my mind is I have a fun bone collection of bones that I've found in many places. Not human bones, to be very clear. But, you know, I'm a woodsy kid, right? And so I am clomping around in the woods and I, you know, it's like if I see bones on the ground, like I'll pick them up and I'll take them home. And so I feel like I have this like amassing collection. Like, there's these like little teeny tiny bird bones that I found on the top of a mountain one time. And I have a monkey skull that I found. I spent some time abroad in India and I found this monkey skull on the top of a mountain. And, you know, I don't know how legal it was to bring that home, but I brought it home and it's sitting on my dresser. But I feel like my collection, like my bone collection's piece de resistance is, and this is like so related to my music. I in that year that I was, you know, COVID, et cetera, spending lots of time in the woods, one of the things that I was doing is I was, you know, I was on trail and then I was also tracking deer trails through the woods, which is something that I learned to do growing up with my dad, who's also really outdoorsy. I was following this one deer trail and it led to this like big swamp maple tree in the middle of this like marshy area, and under the tree, the tree was, it had these branches that sort of like came down in this like cage around the tree, and then the brambles were growing up into the branches. But I could see through the branches that there was a full antlered deer skeleton that was just like on the forest floor. And I like flipped out. I was like, oh, like that is so, so freaking cool. And so I had to like pick my way through these like briars and brambles, and I was able to get the deer skull, and it was like really old and like perfectly white from the sun. And so I took that home, and I feel like, yeah, that's the big piece in my bone collection.
That is such a cool thing to have. Yeah. this is sort of related. I was in Boy Scouts when I was younger, and my troop master had a llama farm.
Mm.
And when his he lived in upstate New York, when his llamas passed away, he would drag them out into the woods.
Oh.
For the coyotes to eat.
Yeah.
Get the nice clean skull and keep it on his mantle.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that.
Yeah. Without the added benefit of it being your actual pet.
Yes.
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 Which is
kind of nice. Yeah. And it's also like, you know, just like pure cool factor to like have like a full antlered like buck skull.
Mm-hmm.
And like not be a hunter, you know, not have to be a hunter to get that. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And also have it be your neighbor, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to learn to hunt someday. That's like on my bucket list, though. Mm-hmm. not opposed to hunting at all, and in fact very interested.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, great little anecdote. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what other collections I have. I mean, like, I've got a bunch of rocks, all that kind of stuff.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think that we've got time for one more.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to play a new song, and it's a song that I feel good about. And what was really nice about this song is at the show that I recently played, so I had Lexi and my friend Noah, the bassist that I was talking about, they accompanied me for my set, which was really nice. And so we got to build in these like really beautiful three-part harmonies that I can't recreate tonight. But when this song does eventually come out, it will have some very beautiful three-part harmonies, and it just sounds so nice. But I'm very pleased with this song. Ooh, and that B string. Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to tune a little bit, I'm sorry.
No problem. While you do that, what color do you see your music as?
Definitively green.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like that's a really basic answer, but it is just true. pretty green. Sorry about all the tuning.
No problem. Do you have a favorite song of yours to perform?
Honestly, this one that I'm about to play.
Cool.
It is super fun to perform.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no problem.
All right. That's close enough. We're going to do it. All right. So, yeah. So this song is, you'll get what it's about. Thank you. Invitation in the mail last week. The card said save the date. And I met Jesse in the seventh grade. Now he owns a farm upstate. And it makes me feel old, being half my parents' age. I'm a roll up a smoke on the fire escape. 'Cause I sing like my father, and I cry like my mom, and it feels a little farther trying to get back home. Try to only drink on Saturdays, beer instead of rye. But it's five now and I'm drinking anyway, feeling old instead of wise. And it feels so cold, drinking whiskey over ice. All the lies I've told to cover up my vice. 'Cause I drink like my grandfather, and I drink like my grandma, and it's getting that much harder to leave this bar. And I sing cry like my mom, and it feels a little farther trying to get back home. Trying to get back home. That's the song.
Fantastic. Well, one more time. Who are you? Where can people find you?
Yeah, my name is Isaiah Z. Johnson. That's I-S-A-I-A-H. I know it's a hard one to find. And you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on my website, IsaiahZJohnson.com. I am on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn. I am not on the site formerly known as Twitter. But yeah, those are the best places to find me. And if you want to stay most in touch, that newsletter is the best way. It's an email newsletter, and I only really send it out when I have an important update. So yeah,
it's the best kind of internet newsletter.
And check out the Mystic River Watershed Association. It's a pretty cool organization, if I do say so myself.
I think that we have a PSA about the Mystic River Watershed Association, and
no
I'm going to
way.
Frantically go flipping through here for it.
Is it, we have Giving Tuesday is coming up, so
I don't know if it is about Giving Tuesday.
We are trying to entice people to donate, though I don't know that college radio is necessarily the most lucrative place to to put out a PSA. Oh, you know what else I'll say is, you know, Sam is really sad that he couldn't be here today. But I should mention that he has a single out. It came out last week. and it is really fantastic. You should go listen to it. He's Sam Eastman everywhere. At Eastie Official on Instagram. Lovely guy. Played the lead guitar part on all of my songs. So if you go and listen to my record, which is called Equinox at Heron Lake, and you are very into those soaring electric guitar solos, just know that that is Sam Eastman and that he has his own music, and he has an album that's coming out very soon.
Well, unfortunately, I could not find the one about the Mystic River watershed.
That's okay.
But I did find one about autumn outdoor exercise, which seems relevant.
It's fitting.
Yes. Would you like to read it?
Sure.
Cool. We can also take turns if you'd like. We can go sentence for sentence. It's all you. You got it.
I'll take it.
Excellent.
I believe in myself. All right. So this is autumn outdoor exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. Listen to the song Falling Leaves by Isaiah Z. Johnson. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And with that, we have another 20 seconds to time it perfectly to wrap things up with I Told You So by Sam Eastman.
Yeah, great song.
So thank you again for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking with you. And so glad I got to do this.
Yeah, me too. And stay tuned on my Instagram at MellowMaxRadio to find out when Sam will be coming on the show. Hopefully sometime soon. And now here is I Told You So. Thank you for listening to WMFO in Medford.
If you miss me, well, I told you.